Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it 50 and raining right now where you are at, Paul Majors?
It is not, Chad Hartman. I think it's about 79 degrees and it's sunny out.
Are you wearing a Speedo right now?
You know, I don't think I've worn a Speedo at any point in my life.
At no point back in your drinking days.
Whatever. That would be a felony, I think.
Come on. You and Ben somewhere in Hawaii. Deep in the old fashions. Nobody put on a Speedo at that point?
No.
No, that's a good decision.
Crime against humanity.
Yes. You sound great. Glad to have you on board. Hope you and the family are well. So
everybody's great. Thank you.
Fantastic. I think we had a birthday the other day. Is that right?
Yesterday was my oldest daughter. Yeah, it was her birthday. Emily. She's 36 years old.
Fantastic. That is. Yeah. That's hard to fathom, by the way. 36.
I agree.
That is hard.
Like, how did this happen?
My 30-year-old boy is about to get married in a couple of weeks, and I'm also like, how did this happen? And
yeah, then, really? Hey, seriously?
Yeah, and then I look in the mirror, and I think, that's how it happened. You know? that's what happened. Okay, so we lose a great actress over the weekend, Diane Keaton at the age of 79, whether it's Godfather, Annie Hall, Reds. Her distinctive fashion, she was a great talk show guest, an ebullience about her, a willingness.
A quirky individual.
Exactly. That's exactly where I'm going. So you have a rather impressive Diane Keaton story, which we've discussed before, but I think it's appropriate once again. Go ahead and share with the audience what took place.
But I don't know if it's impressive. It's unusual.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Los Angeles, I bought a house. In fact, I bought it. My wife hadn't seen it. That's happened a couple times in our lives together.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. You bought the house before Kathy saw the house at all?
Yep.
And you're still married?
That's happened three times.
What did you have her like in a bag or something? Or
no, she just, she trusts me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I saw that house. It was an excellent selection.
Yeah, you were there. In fact, you remember when you were there? Remember we were coming down those back stairs and I slipped. I had new shoes on and those wooden stairs. I slipped.
I was right behind you.
That, I fractured my rib when that happened. I don't think I ever told you that.
Yes.
It was horrible. I was out of commission. I went to work and everything, but even breathing, you couldn't sleep.
Well,
I don't know if you've ever fractured a rib.
I hurt my ribs this year.
Brutal.
It is brutal. So the other part that you may or may not remember, so the Wolves were in town.
Yeah.
And I ended up, you came and said, we got to meet. And we met at the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Yep.
And we had a lot of fun. And I brought my great friend Skip Kruger was producing, and Tom Hanneman. And Benji and Lisa out there, the Rubens, who are great friends of both of ours.
Both of us, yeah.
And at one point, it's about 2, and we have to catch, like, we have to get up at, like, 6 and catch a flight going back to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And this guy named Paul Majors goes, we got to go back to the house. We got to go to the house. We got to go to the house. And we just go, sure, let's go to the house. And so you are giving us the tour of the house, and meanwhile, Kathy and Lisa are just shaking their head. They're like, this is just not a good idea. And Lisa's looking at me like, it's my fault. I'm like, I'm just here. I'm just going along for the ride. And I saw you fall down those stairs. Just
boom. So that gave me a whole new perspective on when a quarterback, when they say his ribs have been injured, but he's wearing a flak jacket, I would be on the sidelines crying,
begging
for help of some sort. These guys go out and play football. It is amazing. Anyway.
Well, you also then, just one more thing, you then gave us a tour of the neighborhood. After you fell down the stairs,
well,
you remember
you
that part?
You had to know who I was living by. It was an interesting neighborhood.
Oh, we left your place.
Was up one side.
Yes.
Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. We left your place at about...
She moved out. She moved out about, I don't know, maybe a month after we moved in.
Can you blame her? I mean, she had to go.
Billy Bob stayed. He was a hell of a guy to have around on Halloween, by the way. He loves Halloween.
Yeah. I remember we left your place at 5:30. We got back to our hotel about 6:15, and we just all said, we're not going to bed. I mean, because there was going to be a wake-up call a little bit later. But it was okay. So it's a fabulous house, right? And you're loving it.
House. And there's Kathy gets ostensibly a I didn't even know how they did it. A knock on the door. This person says, I represent somebody here in town who wants to put together a tabletop book about Spanish architecture. And the person would like to know if you would be interested in including your house in the book. And Kathy says, well, I don't know. Tell me more about it. She tells this woman tells her more about it. And Kathy says, well, let me speak to my husband. Says, call me back. And so a couple days later, the woman calls back. Kathy goes, yeah, we're fine with that. And the woman says, well, then let's set up. So photographers come over like a week later, and they're legit photographers, right?
Sure, yeah.
And
would have been a great practical joke if it wasn't
exactly,
legit.
Yeah, you're right. And so they're there all day taking pictures and into the night because they want night shots and all that stuff.
Yep.
And then, like, I don't know, maybe 3 days later, that same woman calls Kathy and says, well, the person putting the book together would like to come over. Is that all right? Kathy goes, sure. Would 2 o'clock be fine? Yeah, it's fine. And 2 o'clock, ding dong. And Kathy opens the door. Gate, there's Diane Keaton. And can I help you?
Yeah.
And I'm here to take some pictures for the book I'm putting together. Kathy goes, oh. And Kathy says, I'm Kathy Majors. It's nice to meet you. Diane says, do you mind? I brought a little camera. She had a little camera. In fact, I had gotten one for Father's Day. It was the same little digital camera, you know, you can hold in the palm of your hand.
Right.
Not a professional deal or anything.
Yeah.
But she just wandered around the house for like 2 hours. She was extremely, I was at work. Kathy said she was very pleasant. And took a bunch of pictures. And then like another week goes by and the woman who called previously representing Diane Keaton calls up and says, well, Diane would like to buy your house. And Kathy says, well, I have to talk about that. You know, it's not for sale. Yeah, she realizes that. So anyway, she ends up throwing out an offer, which we rejected because, you know, we didn't have any place to go. And so it sort of goes back and forth, not really much. Then it cools way down, right? She says, well, you just want too much money for it. Okay, that's fine. You know, it's our house, you know?
Yeah. And you weren't looking to sell in any way, right?
No, not at all. We didn't have any place to go to. So I love Disneyland. My wife loves it. My kids love Disneyland. I still like Disneyland. It's a little too expensive, but I still like Disneyland.
Now, you don't go to Disneyland by yourself, do you?
No.
Okay, I'm just making. I might have to call the authorities.
Yeah, I like to stand in dark corners at Disneyland and watch the kids. I like going there when it's when there's inclement weather like you're experiencing right now because no one goes. So
it's
if you want to go on Tower of Terror,
Yes.
You can go up and down it 12 times in a row without waiting in line,
That's a great idea.
So I knew it was going to rain. It was a Friday. I said, I'll take Friday off. Let's go to Disneyland. So we go out to Disneyland, and it's like there's no one there. It's great. We're going on everything. And we're going up these steps to go on this one ride, and I'm last. And I hear my wife say, oh, hi, Diane, because the person said, hi, Kathy. And, you know, because Diane came over, she actually came over a few more times before the first offer. Asked if she could take more pictures, blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, I hear, hi, Kathy. Oh, hi, Diane. So I look up, and it's Diane Keaton and Kathy, and they're talking to each other. And Diane's got her kids behind her, and my kids are in front of me.
And I'm assuming she's dressing just like we would assume Diane Keaton is dressing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she is Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, they say goodbye to each other, and she, as she passes by me, you know, I'm not part of the deal. It's just, oh. You know, and she just goes on, right?
Right.
So we get to the start of the ride, and Kathy looks at me and says, you know, that's an omen. She's going to buy the house. And I went, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, she ends up buying the house. So we don't have any place to go to. So we have it written in the deal that we'll lease the house back from her for X number of X time period or until we find something to move into.
Sure.
And so that's what we did. So the funny part was she had it written into the contract that she could be at the house like up to, I think it was 10 or 15 hours a week, you know, to, I guess, make plans of what she wanted to do.
Wait a second. So this is, and remind you, Paul Majors here. So while you and Kathy and the girls are visiting town, while you're living there and looking for a place, she's allowed to come by and just be there for 10, 15 hours?
Yeah. Not unannounced. You know, she'd come and she'd stay for like 3 hours. She'd stay for 2 hours. And she was there. She, trust me, she used all the hours and more. And
that's
there was
strange.
There were two times where we had house guests from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. So this one part of the house had a great room. So it's the kitchen with an island and then it's all open, then an eating area, a big table that we had, you know, see like 12 people. And then towards the far end of the room is a big fireplace. There's a pop-up TV and chairs and couches and stuff. So it's all one big giant room. Two times we had house guests from Minnesota in there. And they're reading and where the furniture is, not at the table, not in the kitchen. And, you know, Diane showed up and she's doing her deal. And she just walks through and there are, and Kathy hasn't said a word. And Diane looks over at these people and goes, oh, hello.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, hi. And, you know, she just goes on to the next room, you know.
Oh, my God.
So it was a little strange. But she was there so often, Chad. You know, I'm going to work at, I'm supposed to be there at 3. Generally, I'd get there about 2:15. So 2 o'clock, 5 to 2, I'm leaving the house, drive up Sunset Boulevard to Hollywood, and boom, there's work. And, you know, I'd come downstairs, and I got my suit on, and, you know, I'm ready to go to work. Okay, love you, see you, bye, see you, Kath, see you, Diane, bye, Paul. You know, Kathy,
she's
bye,
a fixture.
Paul, Diane, bye, Paul.
Yeah,
it's just like, literally, he's like someone living with us for that period of time. It was strange.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is this a couple months? How long did this go on?
We leased it back for at least 2 months, Dad, maybe three.
Yeah. Okay.
I really don't recall.
Did you have time to look at the story that Dave sent you today from the New York Post?
I did.
Because it sounds like, it reads like that she did this often, right? Where she would assemble.
Well, we knew that. She was a serial home buyer. We knew that. I didn't know this. When I bought the house, she was interested in buying it. I was told that after we bought it. I was told that by the guy we bought it from. He was a home flipper. That home was built in like 1926 by a doctor, and he had like eight kids. And then he eventually died. The kids didn't want it, and it sort of languished. And this developer guy came in and bought the house, fixed it up, and I bought it from him. But I didn't know it at the time. Diane Keaton was interested in buying it at that time.
Oh, okay. So she just must have decided somehow, some way, I'm getting this house.
I'm going to have that house, yeah.
Yeah. And she did.
It's a cool house. I mean, you've been in it.
It was
cool, a
fantastic house.
Yeah.
Great house. Life is good?
Everything's great. I got to tell you one other story about the house.
Yeah, sure.
So my daughters had zero interest in Diane Keaton. Zero.
Yeah.
You could say, well, The Godfather, they didn't know what I was talking about. I could go Reds. They got no idea what I'm talking about.
Annie Hall, same thing, right?
So when I found out she's selling the house to Ryan Murphy, the guy who has the big deal with Netflix and Creator of Glee and American Detective or whatever that is, I came home to eat dinner and I go, hey, guys, I go, guess what I heard? I go, Diane Keaton's selling the house. The girls don't even look up, right? And I go, she's selling it to Ryan. Now, the girls were huge fans of Glee, right?
Yeah.
I go, she's selling it to Ryan Murphy. The youngest daughter looks up and said, Dad, can you tell him that we used to live in that house and we need to see it one more time? I mean, they thought that was the biggest thing. On the Diane Keaton's zero, not a zilch. Ryan Murphy, oh, my God.
Yeah. And Kathy told me if it was Ethel Merman, then you really would have been excited.
Then I would have been,
Yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's great. How about you?
Everything's really good. Everything's really good. I've played golf with Benji a couple times recently. I'm headed out your way again to lovely Palm Springs, Palm Desert, late January through late March.
I'll be there. We'll play golf together.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it out there. That is a fabulous story. Stay healthy. Enjoy it. Tell Kathy I said hi. And always have great feelings for you, my friend. You know that.
Chad, I appreciate your friendship. Take care.
Take care, man. Paul Majors with just a great story on Diane Keaton. Let's come back and ask this question. Would you let somebody just roam in and out of your house if you've sold it to them, but under the contingency, you're not leaving for a couple months? Would you let them roam around the house? Because I think it matters this way, Dave. Who is it?
It's good to be a celebrity, isn't it?
It's good when it's Diane Keaton, again, as opposed to some guy named Fred, you know? Let's react to that. Major's fabulous, as always. It's a 50 past 1 on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.